From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At the first high-level North-South Korean talks in 2 years, the South has proposed holding family reunions during next month's Winter Olympic Games, while the North offered to send a high-level delegation and athletes to the Games hosted by South Korea. South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyon said the talks resumed after having been severed a long time, but he believes meeting is a first step and half the journey. The talks are the result of the North's acceptance of a South Korean offer to meet following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's offer of dialogue during a New Year's Day address. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said outside pressure over the North's banned nuclear missile programs may have created the atmosphere to make the talks possible.
Clearly, the U.S. has taken a peaceful pressure campaign. It clearly has been something that Donald Trump has taken credit for in terms of sustaining pressure. There has been a step up of U.S. military capability. There have been a whole set of drills over the last 6 months. And so those joint exercises have been perceived seriously, and sanctions may be taking a bite.
The U.S. has welcomed the talks but insisted the Korean Peninsula must be denuclearized. A cyclone that struck the Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar over the weekend killed nearly 30 people. Several are still missing. Tropical storm Ava passed over the eastern part of the African country Friday and Saturday with winds as high as 190 kilometers per hour. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, said Monday it's time for his generation to step back and allow new hands to lead. Tsvangirai has been at the helm of the Movement for Democratic Change since its founding in 1999. Last year he disclosed he's battling cancer and spent weeks in South Africa seeking treatment. This is VOA News.